好，我们很高兴，我们在主日的清晨可以再一次在主的殿中，我们来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can get together to worship our Lord.
我希望大家今天早上到教会来都比较顺利一切。
I hope you can come to our church very smoothly this morning because due to triathlon.
也有一点小小的麻烦哈。
There's a little bit of trouble coming to our church.
也我们今天呢来继续看以弗所书哈。
We'll continue to study Ephesians.
那就是我们。今天这个以弗所书这个系列的最后一篇的一段的经文，最后的一篇讲道。
This will be the last message for our series of Ephesians.
那在美国在80年代呢，有一个教会呢是在美国影响力很大的。
And in 1980, there was a very one church has a great influence.
这个church就是在芝加哥附近的叫 Willow Creek。
And this is a church that is called Willow Church in Chicago.
那这个教会发展也很快。
And they developed very quickly.
那当时他的这个发展的模式啊，成为在北美很多教会模仿跟效法的一个样板。
How they grow became a model to many churches.
所以他的方法很简单哈。
And their ways, their methods pretty simple.
他们就是把人带到教会分享福音，然后让他们在加入教会，在参与奉献等等。
And so they bring their people to the church, and then share the gospel with them, and then also get them to involve with the church and offering.
所以在在今年早些时候，或在去年时候，已经就是这个教会出现了一个很大的情况的改变。
And so last year there was a big change in that church.
那这个他的牧师呢？Bill Hybels, 那他因为性丑闻的问题呢，那就给教会带来很大的影响。
And because of the pastor, the Bill Hybels has a sexual scandal, has a really bring a shame to the church.
所以整个教会就受到了很大的冲击跟影响。
So it was a big impact to the church.
我想呢，这个教会现在还在面对怎么样去善后这个事情发生以后的情况怎么样去处理。
The churches continue to try to resolve the problem they have faced.
所以现在大概你几乎每隔几年的话都会听到一些这些丑闻的事情发生。
And very few years you're going to hear some of those scandal among those churches.
那而且发生丑闻的这些呢人呢往往是一些很有影响力的基督教的领袖哈。
And those are the things that happen to many very famous has influential leaders.
那大家可能听说过像电视里面的一些个布道的，像 Jim Baker, Jim Swagger 哈。
And people like Jim Swagger and Jim Baker, they are on TV.
但是他们后来也是发生了很多的事情哈。
And it happened they also have scandals.
那这些对整个福音派教会的影响它其实是蛮大的。
And has a huge negative impact to churches.
那么问题的根源在哪里呢？
What is the problem?
所以问题的根源呢其实也是在福音派教会过去特别是上一个世纪发展过程当中所产生的一些个隐患，就是到了一个不得不爆发的一个情况。
And it became an issue due to the last few decades, evangelical church has grown so fast.
那么福音派特别的强项是善于传福音。
And they're very good, evangelism is very good about sharing the gospel.
那么他们非常善于是来捍卫真理。
And they also defend the basic Christianity truth.
但是当我们把人带进教会之后，
But when we start bringing people to church,
我们怎么样能够让人在生命上有改变？
How do we help those people to change their lives?
这个是在过去几十年当中做的不太理想的地方。
And this is the area they have neglected.
所以很多教会前门大开，有人说他后门也大开。
And very often you see that you describe the church open the front door, also the back doors also open.
因为什么？这些人受浸了之后呢，然后马上又消失了。
And so they became baptized and then they disappear.
那么教会怎么样能够在人的生命上改变，能够为信徒提供帮助？
How can we help those people change their life to help them?
我想这个是我们现在所面临的挑战。
And this is the challenge that we're facing.
当然我们不希望说我们在今天的一篇的信息里 可以解决这么严这么大的一个问题。
I mean, I do not expect that we solve this problem in one message.
但是我们至少说可以提醒我们说注意说我们怎么样作为一个基督徒能够活出耶稣基督的生命。
But however, that reminds us how can we become as a Christian, we can to grow as a full measure of the fullness of Christ.
这是教会的责任。
And this is the responsibility of a church.
也是每个基督徒的责任。
It's also responsibility of every single Christian.
所以我们今天看以弗所书这个系列的最后一篇经文。
So we're going to read the very last passage of Ephesians.
那么是在以弗所书的第五章。
And so actually in Ephesians chapter 5.
那这个经文还蛮长，是第一节到二十一节。
So it's from verse 1 to 21.
那我们为什么以这一段经文作为最后一篇的讲章呢？
Why do I want to use this passage as a conclusion?
那因为在以弗所书啊，它的中心的经文呢是在以弗所书的第四章十三节。
Actually, the main theme of Ephesians is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
我们在以弗所书开始的时候，我们见过这一张图。
So we have seen this picture before.
那么我们在最后的时候呢，我们也再来看一看整个以弗所书的结构。
And so in the end, we need to look at this picture as, again.
所以这一卷书一共有六章。
And so there's six chapters.
它的结构非常的清晰。
And their structure is very clear.
那么前三章是讲到基督教的教义。
And the first three is talk about the theology.
那么后三章则讲到基督徒这些的生活的应用。
And the last three chapters talk about how the application of our Christian life.
所以保罗在阐述了基督徒你是有何等丰富的祝福，有什么样从神而来的能力之后。
And so talk, besides talk about the blessing we have, and how do we gain the strength from the Lord?
他马上就讲到说怎么样把这个运用到我们的生活当中
去。And immediately talk about the application.
所以我们在过去的几次的正道中就讲到了这各种各样的生活应用。
And then in the last few times, we talk about the application.
不仅是在我们的生活当中。
Not only in our life.
在我们的工作当中，教会生活，我们的日常生活等等，各个方面。
And in our life, our work, and our church.
所以，基督的信仰在我们身上所发生的功效，是涵盖了我们生活的每一个层面。
The influence from the Christ teachings should be covered all aspects of our life.
那么，也就是说，它的中心的经文在第四章十三节是。我们从基督来的能力是让我们要长成满有基督的身量。
So the main theme is in Ephesians chapter 4:13, talk about when we receive the strength from the Lord, so we can grow to have the mature and become the fullness of Christ.
所以从第五章来讲这一段经文。
So chapter 5, talk about this passage.
是非常核心的讲到说我们怎么样让我们的生命可以成长。
And talk about how can we grow.
好，现在我们就来读一下这段经文。
And let's read this passage.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开以弗所书第五章。
And let's turn to chapter 5.
那么我来读中文，那么比扬卡来读英文。
Okay.
好，以弗所书第五章第一节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore, be imitator of God as dear children.
也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness let is not even be named among you as is fitted for saints.
淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
And neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks.
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是贪有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的， 有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, that has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Now no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God come upon the son of disobedience.
所以你们不要与他们同伙。
Therefore do not be partaker with them.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.
那暗昧无义的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
But it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret.
凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。
But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light.
所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
Therefore he says, Awake, you are asleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
See then that you walk as circumspectly, not as a fool, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
And therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
And speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Submitting to one another in the fear of God.
所以这段经文告诉我们，怎么样我们可以能够行出啊基督的样式。
And so this passage teaches us how can we be more like Jesus.
所以第一节讲到说，你们该效法神。
And the first one talk about imitator of God.
这就是讲到说所有的这个经文的核心是在那里。
And so this is the theme of this passage.
我们怎么样改变我们的生命？
How do we change our life?
我们就是要来效法神。
We need to be imitator of God.
那么而且这里有第二节讲到，我们要凭着爱心来行事。
And also we talk about walking in love.
可能大家会问，我们怎么去效法神？
How do we imitate God?
我们跟神完全是不一样的。
We are totally different.
我们怎么会有神的能力？
How do we have his ability?
我们也没有神的那个所有的这种知识哈。
We do not have his knowledge.
但是这里讲的效法神。
Now here we talk about imitating.
乃是说我们应当具有神的品格。
And here talk about we need to have virtue of God.
因为人乃是按照神的形象所造的。
Because we created by his image.
那么所谓神的形象，就是说我们具有神的这些品格。
And just talk about we possess his characters.
所以特别是在第九节就讲到了这些品格，光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
And so talk about fruit of the light, and talk about goodness, righteousness, and truth.
所以 这些就是神的品格。
And this is God's characters.
所谓的良善、公义跟诚实是神所具有的品格。
And those are the characters that God has to talk about righteousness, the goodness, and truth.
我们知道这些同样也是在我们生命当中可以有的品格。
And those are the characters we can have as well.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们知道这是完全可能的事情。
And even though we know this is possible or not possible,
yeah, possible.
It is a possible thing that we can get.
因为我们知道耶稣基督就完完全全的把这些可以彰显出来。
And through Jesus Christ have manifested through Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在这段经文里面用了16个命令的句式哈。
And so in this passage, there are 16 commands.
那么其中有七对讲到说我你们不要怎么样，你们应当要怎么样。
And there are 7 pair talk about what you should do and what you should not do.
都形成了个鲜明的对比。
It's a very, very, visible contrast.
那么前面的六节呢，特别讲到一些禁止的命令。
And so the first six, verses talk about the you should not do.
说是淫乱、污秽、贪婪这些事情，你们不能行。
And talk about sexual immorality, impurity, and greed, you should not do.
当有人告诉我们你们不能做什么的时候
，Very often when people tell us you should not do.
我们怎么样
？What do we tend to do？
我们常常就特别想做。
And then we tend want to do it.
有没有看到那小孩子？你告诉他你不可以这个样的时候
？Very often you tell your children don't do it.
他心里面站在就想，他就非要去做做不可。
And so they have a rebellion. Say, yeah, I'm going to do it.
不知道我们为什么会这样子哈
？I don't know why we are act like that.
但是神说你们不要去做
，and God's teaching us not to do it。
然后又提出来你们应该去做什么
，and they also remind us what things we need to do。
特别是这些让我们不要去做的事情哈
，and especially the things don't want us to do。
不但说不要我们去做
，and beside that not to do，
而且说什么我们连讲都不可以
，and even so we should not even talk about it。
其实耶稣给我们很多的教导说，不但是我们讲都不可以的。
And very often in God's teaching, talk about besides not, talk about it.
而且我们怎么样，连想都不应该可以的。
And we should not even think about it.
这个怎么可以做得到哈
？How can we achieve that?
所以常常我们会觉得说，怎么可以做到神让我们做的事情
？And how can we achieve what God wants us to do?
怎么会避免说神不要我们去做的事情
？How can we avoid the things that God does not want us to do?
所以我们的注意力啊。不要常常的注意在说神不要我们做什么哈。
So let's not focus on things that God does not want us to do.
那个时候你就会常常想着去做。
And very often we have a rebellious we actually wanted to do.
如果你常常想说，哎呀，我不应该吃冰淇淋哈。
And you very often think about I should not eat ice cream.
怎么样
？What will happen?
你越来就越想吃冰淇淋，对不对
？And you have more desire to eat ice
cream. 你越想着不能吃冰淇淋，你心里面就啊。越来越想吃冰淇淋。
The more you think you should not eat ice cream, the more you think about you want to eat ice cream.
你不吃冰淇淋的办法，并不是从你开始告诉你我不应该吃冰淇淋开始。
Try to avoid not to eat ice cream is not think about not to eat it.
应该从哪里开始
？Where should we start?
应该从你买东西就是开始。
And so actually should start with shopping.
你在买东西的时候，你就不把它买回家，自然你就不会想的了。
You don't buy the ice cream, you're not going to even think about it.
所以你我们做事情要找到这个根源才可以。
And we need to start with the roots.
哎，所以有一个弟兄他跟我就讲，我看到他家里有问题，他跟他岳父岳母干仗哈，两个人干起来了。
And there's a someone I know. This person usually have a frequent fight with his in-laws.
哎呀，我说这年头真是，我常常听到。这个婆婆跟儿媳妇是个说搞不定的哈。
And sometimes you hear the mother-in-law don't get along, don't get along with the.
现在居然女婿跟这个岳母会搞，我说这个是不，应该是好容易相对来说容易相处的一个。
Now you hear the son-in-law not getting along with the mother and father-in-law.
我讨个这跟这个弟兄讲说，你为什么会发脾气呢
？And so I talked to this brother, said, "Why do you have anger?"
你这个对方是是这个长辈，又是位女性，你是应该不应该发脾气的吗
？You should not get this have an anger outburst, then you should because they are the elders.
他说，牧师，你不知道我控制啊， 控制啊，控制不住啊，到最后。
And so he's a pastor. I try to control, I control and control, but and then I lost control.
所以这是我们常常啊，来想出改变我们的办法。
And this is the way very often we try to control ourselves.
你到最后，其实就像那洪水似的，那个洪水哗到了你门口的时候，你再去堵它。那个已经来不及的了。
And just like the flood, by the time the flood in the end come to your door, it's too late.
所以呢，一个办法是什么？你要想办法结缘哈。
And so the very important thing is you need to cut off the source first.
对，在这个洪水还没来要出来时，你就把那个口要堵住。
And before the flood even started, open the gate. You need to close the gate.
当这个想法你开始。发脾气，因为你首先你对他不满意，对不对
？So when you have those thinking, you're not happy with someone.
比如说我对比安卡不满意。
And for example, that I'm not happy with Pastor Chen.
我就开始有了一个想法。
So I have a thinking.
然后我就每天的在想。
So I keep thinking.
然后呢，各种各样的东西不断的酝酿哈。
And so all those things are go through my mind.
有一天我看见她，她居然没跟我说话。
And one day when I saw her, she's not even speaking to me.
你看，印证了这个问题就出现了。
You see, this is the problem.
然后某一天她跟我说话，这个语气不太好。
And one day when I speak to her, my tone doesn't sound very friendly.
显然她不尊敬牧师。
So obviously she does not respect Pastor Chen.
你这个单子越来越长啊。
And your list is getting longer and longer.
日积月累啊。
And when after accumulation.
当然这些东西在你脑海里面转来转去，你每天在想。
And those thinking continue to go through your mind.
你没有跟任何人说。
Even you don't talk to other people.
其他人也从来不知道。
And nobody else know.
但是这个东西在你心里有一天迟早怎么样？它会爆发出来。
And one day, those thoughts is going to explode.
所以，保罗在这里告诉我们说：“你不要这样，不是说你等这个事情已经发展到没有办法控制的时候。”
And Paul's teaching is not to say don't do those to the day it's too late.
所以我们要结缘哈。
And so we need to cut off the source.
所以我们脑子里每天在思想些什么
？And how our thoughts are going through every day.
我们请我们的主，我们的神。我们跟他在对话的时候，把这些思想都带到他的面前去。
We invite our Lord to our heart, so we have a conversation with him and to share our thoughts with him.
很简单的一个办法。
And one very simple way.
我们脑子里有很多的想法，或别人会告诉我们很多的想法。
And sometimes we have a lot of thoughts, and sometimes other people will tell us what their thoughts.
你只要问神一个问题哈。
You only need to ask the Lord one question.
你说主啊，这个主意是从你来的，还是从别处来的？
Lord, this idea is coming from you or from somewhere else.
非常简单。
Very simple.
你只要问一个问题，你马上就会有答案。
And when you just ask this one question, you will get an answer.
为什么
？Why?
你心里面有内住的圣灵啊。
And inside there's Holy Spirit to help you.
圣灵马上就会跟你说话。
And Holy Spirit will speak to you.
你就会知道说这个是从神来的，还是不从神来。
And you can tell the Holy Spirit will help you to know whether it's coming from the Lord or not.
如果不是从神来的。
And if it's not coming from the Lord,
肯定从哪里来的
？It's coming from.
肯定是其他地方来，反正那就要什么？要拒绝这些东西。
So you need to really reject those thoughts.
所以我们要远离恶事。
So we need to stay away from the ungodly things.
远离恶事不是等到这个事情已经到了我们要非做不可的时候，就是在我们有这个心思意念的时候，我们就采取行动。
And don't wait until too late.
所以我们要注意啊，我们每天。所听的所看的是什么
？So we need to really pay attention to the things we hear and we see.
如果我们每天呢总是看那些黄色的录像哈
，And if we see pornography,
yeah,
if we very often we read pornography,
你每天想的就是这些东西
，And that's what you're going thinking.
那迟早有一天你会付诸行动
，And one day you're going to have an action.
所以如果你每天看的呢？都是一些圣洁的属灵的事情。
But if you read that something is holy,
所以那我们所做的行为怎么样，就会说有圣洁行为，那些事情可以做出来。
We will act upon those holy things.
所以啊，就跟吃东西一样，我们不能
And so it's just like a food.
我们不能乱吃东西的哈。
And we can just very sloppy about food.
我们知道，如果我们到那个这个垃圾桶里面去捡一些东西来吃哈。
So if you want to pick up food from the garbage.
这个机会我们要 拉肚子啊，要生病啊，要有问题的这个身体，这是几率就很多了，
对不对？The chance is very high you're going to get sick.
如果我们很注意我们的饮食哈
，If you really pay attention to your diet,
因为它会的影响到我们的身体
，That will affect your health.
同样，我们属灵的生命也要注意我们灵里面吃什么东西。
And spiritually is the same thing. Then what do we eat?
我们灵里面吃的是垃圾。
And we spiritually we digest garbage.
那么你属灵的生命就会生病。
And your spiritual life will get sick.
所以呢，有句俗话叫这个罗马不是一天建成的。
And there's one phrase saying that Rome was not built in one day.
那么这个同样的道理哈。
This is the same thing.
所以有些发生的，我们看到丑闻是爆发，它只是。不是一天的，那是日积月累的结果。
And so even sometimes we hear the scandal, they just doesn't happen in one chance, has been accumulated over time.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要注意到我们每天所看的是什么事情。
And we really need to pay attention what we see, what we read.
我们每天所听的是什么事情。
What do we hear?
我们每天里脑子里面想的是什么事情。
What do we think every day?
那么我们与神在沟通的时候，让神来检验我们的这些心思意念。
And let the God examine our thoughts when we have a conversation with him.
所以说，这里保罗就第一个命令给我们说，不可以有污秽的言语。
And so the first command that is talk about do not make a silly talk.
那么当常说什么感谢的话。
And you need to say give thanks always.
大家有没有看过这个图啊？叫三个猴子。
Have you ever seen this picture? Three monkeys.
这个三个猴子什么？要注意自己的眼睛。See no evil, 不要看到邪恶的，不看邪恶的事情。
So the first one is cover the eyes, do not see evil.
第二个猴子说不要听这些邪恶的事情。
And block your ears, do not hear no evil.
不要说这些邪恶的事情。
And cover your mouth, say speak no evil.
所以当我们说把所有的进口全部堵住的时候，哈。
When we cut off the source,
那么我们的属灵的生命才有可能去成长。
And our spiritual life will grow.
所以这是第一个，我们是要远离恶事，哈。
So this one talk about walking in love and stay away from ungodly things.
那第二个就说我们要行事光明。
And the second one talk about walking in light.
所以保罗除了在第一节到第六节讲到说你应该远离这些恶事之外
And besides stay away from those ungodly things
从第七节开始
And from the verse 7
他也说你应该远离那些恶人
And stay away from those evil people
所以他很清楚我们生活在这个世界上我们跟什么样的人在一起什么样的人怎么样就会影响我们
And you know who when you are it's very easy to be influenced by the people you hang out with
所以这个改变生命不但要结缘哈
，and so besides you need to cut off the source，
我们还要筑坝哈
，and also need to build the dam。
筑坝就是什么？我们不要和这些个做坏事的人联系在一起
，and do not be associated with the evil doer。
所以这样下来，他保罗给了三个不同的命令
，and so there are three commands right here。
这有禁止的。有说鼓励我们去做的。
And one area is prohibit, the other one is encourage you to do it.
这个禁止的是不要受到欺哄。
And do not be deceived.
不要与他们同伙。
And do not partake.
不可和他们同行。
Don't participate.
实际上讲的是同样的事情。
And they're talking about the same thing.
同样的事情讲三遍
and it's the one thing you talk about three times
那就是说强调哈
and it's really emphasized
那么反过来他鼓励我们说我们应该怎么样做呢
on the contrary what he encourages us to do
我们想一想神所喜悦的事情是什么
what does God please
我们应该走在光明当中
and first of all we need to walk in the light
我们不但不应该与这些人同行而且反而要责备这些人
and besides we should not walk with those people we should also expose them
所以这里讲保罗是我们应该有一个属灵分辨的能力。
And we need to have a discernment.
所以基督徒我们要分别为圣。
And so we need to be sanctified.
分别为圣啊不是说我们与世隔绝不跟教会以外的人来往。
So be holy does not mean we are isolate ourselves, do not associate with other people.
乃是不与恶人同谋
and so we're not partake with them
乃是说在有些 神不喜悦的事上，我们就不要去参与。
And so the things that God is not pleased, we will not participate.
那么更不能同流合污的。
And so we also do not be to do the evil things with them.
那前一阵子你知道很热门的一个事情哈。
And there's one thing was very popular a while ago.
大家都在炒卖那个比特币
And so people are very crazy about the Bitcoin.
啊，一下子涨了好多钱，是不是
？And so they use the inflate a lot.
我不知道现在是不是又跌下来，是又涨回去了
？Do you even know if the inflate will actually go down?
所以有些人有比特币的话，就可以赚了很多钱。
If you were play with a Bitcoin, that you will probably make a lot of money.
所以呢？我们有些基督徒也开始去挖比特币哈。
And so actually, there are a lot of Christians were involved in playing the Bitcoin.
所以在家里买了好多的电脑哈。
And so they bought so many computers.
还要不知道，除了电脑之外，还要有很多的设备哈。
And so you need to also have equipment to go with it.
这个其实要耗很多电的哈。
And actually, take a lot of electricity.
所以我也不搞得他最后挖能挖到不了哈。
And I don't know whether he actually have earned money or not.
但是挖比特币是很花精神精力的。
And take a lot of energy and time.
那整个房间里面温度都很高的。
And even the whole room, because of the computer, the temperatures are very high.
所以呢，我们这样做，我们就跟别人是做同样的事情哈。
And when we do things, we're just follow what the rest of the world doing.
因为我们看到别人他挖比特币，他赚了大钱的时候。
We see other people because they're playing with the Bitcoin, so make a lot of money.
我们自然也就想做同样的事情。
So we want to follow as well.
但是保罗这里告诉我们，
But what Paul says,
不可以效法其他的人。
We should not to follow what other people doing.
我们应该注重说我们每天来亲近神，行在神的光中。
We really need to focus how we can be very close to God to walk in the light.
那以前有一个很好的基督徒，他的名字叫罗耀拉哈。
And so there was a very famous Christian, 罗耀拉。
那他当他有一段时间呢，他因为受伤哈，他要在家里养病哈。
Because she was injured, so she stayed home.
那在家里养病的时候呢，他这个就有两本书在身边。
And so when she was staying home, there was two books.
那一本书呢，就讲到说是这个怎么样去做骑士哈，怎么样去成为英雄的哈。
And one book talk about how can you be a hero.
那另外一本书呢，是讲到说以前的那个圣徒，他们所有的一些个基督徒、一些圣徒的一些生活的经历。
And so the other book talk about the spiritual saints, what they're like their biography.
所以他每天就看这两本书哈。
So every single day he was reading those two books. She was reading those two books.
那么他发现，他当看到骑士的那本书的时候
，And when she was reading the book to be a hero,
哎，他脑子里充满了幻想，他希望自己怎么样出名。自己怎么样成功，怎么样做骑士哈。
So she has a lot of illusion. How can she can be a hero to do miraculous things?
哎，她可以成建功立业哈。
And so she can be very successful.
那么她也可以呢，当她读另外一本书关于这个圣徒的一些经历的时候。
But when she was reading the other book, talk about the experience of those saints.
她也怎么样？她希望效法他们的榜样。
And she want to imitate all those saints.
哎，不过他很敏感哈。
But she's very sensitive.
他才发现说，哦，这两种不同的思想在我的脑子里，哪一个是神所喜悦的呢
？But there's two thoughts in my mind right now. But which one pleases to God?
其实就是很简单，你就问一个问题就可以了。
And it's very simple. Just ask one question.
他马上就有答案了。
Immediately she got answer.
所以他后来的一生啊，都把他的一生的精力跟时间都放在跟随耶稣基督的身上哈。
And so after she found the answer that she has followed the Christ.
她真的像她所读的书上的那些圣徒一样，她也成为了一个很好圣徒的榜样。
And then she became a great example for many.
成为一个非常非常好的基督徒。
And became very good Christian.
所以说啊，我们怎么样能够知道说远离这些事情。
How do we know we can stay away from those evil things?
可能你会问， 哪些事情是我们应该远离的
？And what kind of things we need to stay away from？
那这就需要我们有智慧、啊。
And those so talk about we need to have wisdom。
这就是保罗在最后一段这个经文所讲的哈、啊，从第十四节开始。
So that this is the last passage talk about the talk about the wisdom。
你们应该谨慎行事。
So you guys be very very careful。
不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
And so you should not be the foolish one, you should be wise.
所以应该有从神而来的智慧。
And so you should have the wisdom coming from the Lord.
怎么样才会有从神而来的智慧呢？
How do you possess this wisdom?
所以这有一段很著名的经文就在十八节。
And there are very famous verse in verse 18.
讲到不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
And do not be drunk with wine, being increased dissipation.
乃要被圣灵充满。
But be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以以后有机会的话，我们会单独的讲什么是圣灵充满。
And one, maybe one of the the message one day I'm going to talk about how can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这里我们就讲到说，所谓的圣灵充满，就是我们的生命是完全在圣灵的影响之下。
And talk about filled with Holy Spirit, that means our life totally be affected by the Holy Spirit.
所以这种的改变不只只是说我们要做什么不做什么。
And this change is not only talk about what we should do, what we should not do.
保罗这里讲的是让我们有从神而来的智慧。
And God's Paul talk about we should receive the wisdom from the God.
而这种智慧就是塑造了我们的品格。
And this wisdom will build our character.
这就是我们刚才讲的，我们应当效法神。
And so talk about imitator of God.
所以保罗说我们应当效法神，就是说我们的品格应该效法神。
And talk about our character should be imitator of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有说每天在跟神在交通的时候让神来改变我们的品格？
So every single day when we have a conversation with God, do we want him to change us?
所以我们必须在这方面努力，神才会来改变我们。
We need to really make every single effort so we can let God to change us.
如果我们对这个没有兴趣的话
，If we were not interested doing that,
那神不会来改变我们的品格。
It's very hard for God to change us.
可以说，我们要改变我们的品格，说我们在仁爱的心上
，And besides we how we love people,
我们在怜悯的心上
，And compassion,
我们在忍耐的心上
，And patience.
圣灵所结的果子是什么
？And so the fruit of spirit，
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And we talk about the love, the joy and the peace.
等等，那一共有九个方面，对不对
？There's nine fruits.
我们每一个都在花时间说来努力在这方面哈。
Every one of them, we need to make effort to be like Christ.
所以，如果我们不努力的话，这个不会改变的。
If we do not make effort, we will not change.
所以我们常常会有一个比较不太明确的概念哈。
And sometimes we have this very unclear concept.
以为说哦，我们现在不改也没有关系哈。
And so it's okay we don't change.
将来我们一见主耶稣的话。都马上就改好了。
And one day when we see Christ, everything will be a new person.
不可能的。
That's impossible.
这个是你自己的生命，你得自己去改的。
And this is your life, you need to make an effort, you want to do it.
如果你自己不去努力，别人不会替你做的。
And if you don't want to make an effort, nobody can do it.
特别是很多的时候，我们知道我们自己身上有的一些个问题哈。
And so we all know we have some of the weakness.
但是我们想我就不要改，我就是这个样子。
And you say, no, this is the way I am.
所以呢，这没有办法，神没有办法去改变你的。
So if you don't want to do it, God cannot change you.
Yeah, 神是希望我们首先要有这个愿意的心。
And God wants us to have a willing heart.
Yeah, 这个以前毛泽东讲过一句话哈。
And Mao Zedong has one time said this.
啊，他呢就讲这句话是用个非常通俗的语言讲了一个非常真实的道理哈。
He has to use a very common language to explain one thing.
他说：“扫帚不到，灰尘照例不会自己跑掉。”哈。
So something about the dust, yeah, and the dust. The dust. If you don't take care of the dust, dust is not going to be to go away.
Yeah, 我想这个是一个很真实的道理哈。
And this is very true.
当你认识到你身上的缺点，你说哦、oh, ，I'm not going to change it.
And do you think you have a problem that you don't want to change it?
它不会自动会改变的。
It will not go away.
除非你怎么样，你要努力去改变。
And you want to make an effort to change it.
最后改变它的是神哈。
And but the last, the God changes.
但是我们必须要什么？付出我们的努力，我们要有那颗愿意的心才可以。
We have to have a willingness and make an effort.
如果我们不去努力的话，达不到这个效果哈。
And if we do not want to make an effort, we will never achieve it.
所以以前有个故事讲到有一个懒人哈。
And there is one story talk about this very lazy person.
懒得不可以再懒哈。
And he's so lazy.
那有一天呢，他父母要出门的话，就问他儿子说：“我们要出门了，就给你做一点饭吃。”
And so,
提前把它给他做好了，给你放在那里好不好
？So his parents was going to leave home and said, "Well, since we're going to leave home, maybe we should cook some food for you."
他说不行，这个太麻烦哈。
And, but he said that's too much work.
因为你做完了，我还要再热一热才能吃哈。
And after you finish, I have to heat it up.
那个给你放到跟前可以不可以啊
？So how about we just leave it in front of you?
这个也太麻烦哈。
He said, "No, that's too much work."
最后他父母决定给他做一张大饼套在他脖子上。
So the parent decided to make a big like a cake or a topping or big piece of bread. To over his head.
那这样他一低头就可以吃到哈。
So he just need to lower his head, he can eat it.
不过等他父母过两天回来一看，他这儿子已经饿晕过去了。
And so a few days later, when the parents came home, the son actually collapsed because was,
为什么？因为他太懒了，他只吃他眼前这一块，他饼连转一转都没有哈。
Because he was too lazy,
he only
eat the bread in front of him, not too lazy to turn the bread around.
所以呢，这是讲到一个懒人的故事。
And this is the story of a lazy person.
我们做基督徒不可以懒，要勤奋的。
And so we, as a Christian, we should not be so lazy. We need to work hard.
我们 work hard 就是我们要乐意改变我们的生活，要付出努力。
We're willing to change ourselves.
所以呢，我们看到说，这种生命的改变是教会应当负起的责任。
And this is a life-changing thing. The church has a lot of has a responsibility.
而且呢，也是我们每个基督徒所应当做的事情。
And this is our the Christian should really make effort to it.
所以最后三个不要，你们当要这样的对比，保罗都列在这里哈。
And so there's the last three: what you should do, what you should not do.
实际上讲的也是同样的事情。
And also talk about the same thing.
也是说我们应该是有这样的心智去改变。
And we should have this heart and the willingness to do it.
这样才是可以的。
And this is what acceptable.
所以呢，生命的改变是个很辛苦的事情。
And even life change is very hard work.
因为要改变我们自己啊。
In order to change.
所以诚实的讲，我们挺喜欢我们过去那个样子的。
And so very often, sometimes we like what we were before.
好不好是你的事情，我也这样生活了几十年了。
And even good or bad, then but we have lived for so many decades.
而且实话跟你说，有些方法在我的身上，这个特别有效果的。
And be honest with you, some of the things I have done, you really work for me.
现在我要改变。
But now I need change.
那我怎么确定我可以还得到我想要的东西啊
？But how can I be ensured that I will still receive what I wanted?
所以这个是我们常常会担心的问题哈。
And this is something we usually very often we worry.
而且改变的时候，我们常常会放弃哈。
And very often during the process of changing, we want to give up.
就不是说一下你改了就改了，然后改完发现哎呀好难呢、啊、就。算了吧，就这样吧。
And very often you probably change temporarily, but in order to last, then very easy you give up.
那以前有一个讲员，他专门到外面去讲关于这个基督徒怎么样有爱心的哈。
And so this is one speaker very often go to different church talk about how should we have love.
有一次他一个讲座特别成功哈。
And there's one time he was very successful.
那讲完之后，大家说他讲得很好。
And after he talk about love, everybody said, "Wow, this was a wonderful message."
他心里也非常开心哈。
And he was very happy.
于是他坐飞机回来了。
So he flew back home.
回到家里，回到这个机场之后呢，他就是拿到自己的车子，他就要离开这个停车场。
So he arrived in the airport. When he picked up his car, he was ready to leave.
然后到了停车场，因为都有那个停车的位置，你要交钱嘛，每个人都在排队。
Everybody have a parking space. So you need to pay for the parking space.
哎，正好他一看呢， 一共有两条这个通道是开通的。
And there is a two parking spaces open.
他就非常开心。
He was very happy.
哎，于是呢，他就人都不多，他就找了一个人比较少的，就在那里。
So because there was not a lot of people, so he parked the area has less people.
哎，结果他发现前面有一辆车，哎呦。花了好长的时间都不带动的哈。
And so, there's a car in front of me for a long time has not moved.
本来他觉得很快就可以出去了，就回家了，我要休息了。
Oh, so there's a car in front of him was not moving very fast.
你再看旁边那条车道，好多车已经过了，好多都走了，这个车道还没走。
So next, the next one, the people are moving very quickly.
你不耐烦的时候你怎么办
？So when you are impatient, what do you do?
摁那个笛，摁你的喇叭，是不是
？You just, you know, the, yeah, horn someone.
那到了，大概花了大概得有十五分钟的时间，终于那个人走掉了。
So after 15 minutes, this is the person who in front of him finally left.
于是呢，他这个烦的也不可以哈。
And he was very impatient.
然后到了那个交窗，他就跟这个收钱的这个人说，他说。为什么那个人花了那么长时间都非常讨厌哈
And so when he was ready to pay, he asked the cashier, why the person in front of me took so long to finish?
所以这个收钱的人呢看了他一眼
And this cashier looked at him.
然后冷冷地说那个人是因为他孩子生病
And this person, the cashier, said very coldly, the reason it took him so long because his child was sick.
那么他刚刚从飞机下来，他在这个地方他又不熟悉，他在问医院怎么走啊？我要耐心的告诉他怎么样去。
So he just got off the plane. He was asked to try to find out where the hospital is. So I would try to be very patient with him and tell him where to go.
所以你看，就一个简单的事情，一下子发现我们常常会怎么样？我们说是有爱心，但是常常我们会失败的。
And even very simple thing, very often we think we have a love, but actually we fail.
但是没有关系，我们总是有机会可以重新的再做。
But it's okay, we can always start over again.
因为神给我们这样的能力跟智慧哈。
And God gave us this wisdom.
因为他来帮助我们。
He will help us.
那么今天我们这个以弗所书这个系列呢，就算是啊，终于告一个段落哈。
And today we finally conclude the Ephesians.
那么这个系列一共讲了十五篇的信息
And there's also a total of 15 lessons.
那么最后这一篇信息呢我们也是总结书以弗所书的主题是什么
And so this actually is the conclusion of the Ephesians today.
那么这个主题就是说神给了我们这个救恩给了我们能力给了我们一切完备的事情让我们可以活出耶稣基督的样式
And so God has given us the spiritual power and the salvation so we can live like him
保罗说你们应当效法神
And so we need to be imitator of God
是说我们可以完全有神一般的品格
And we can possess the character of God
但是需要我们去努力
But we have to make effort to do it
弟兄姐妹不要害怕麻烦跟失败
And don't be afraid to the failure and the trouble
因为神会最后带领我们使我们可以啊完全变成耶稣基督的样式
Because in the end as long as we're willing to do it we'll be more like God
那么这个邮票上的人大家有谁认得他
And how many people know the person on the stamp?
这是一个宣教士，他曾经在菲律宾宣教了几十年哈。
And he's a missionary. He was in the Philippines for many decades.
Yeah, 他的名字叫 Frank Lobach.
And his name is Frank Lobach.
那么他是唯一的一个宣教士被美国印在邮票上的。
And he's the only missionary that ever put on the stamp.
他呢，在这个菲律宾做宣教士。做了好多年哈。
And he was in Philippines for many years.
那有一次呢，他在这个菲律宾的当时这个神学院里面，他们在推举谁可以做神学院的院长。
And so one time they were electing the president of a seminary school.
那他觉得自己啊已经服侍了这么多年，他的经历啊各方面，他觉得自己应该是可以被推选为神学院的院长。
So Frank Lobach feels that he has so much experience, so maybe he should be the president of a seminary school.
所以呢，当投票的那一天呢，那当然他也去投票。
And so that day for the voting, so he went to vote as well.
那么有两个人呢，在竞选这一个位置。
And two people are competing for this one position.
所以他非常相信自己可以当选。
He was sure he's going to get it.
所以他把自己那张选票投给了另外一个人。
So he gave his own vote to the other person.
最后所有的选票统计出来结果。
So after then they would count the vote.
另外一个人当选。
And the other person won the position.
那个人就比他多一票。
Because that person only won by one vote.
那一票就是他那一票。
And that one vote is from him.
哎呀，这个事情对他打击太大了。
And it was, has a huge impact on him.
他简直是不能可以接受。
He just could not accept.
然后呢，但是这个事情就完全的改变了他的生命。
But this whole event actually totally changed him.
因为他才知道说，他以前虽然说他自己已经做了宣教士，放下他的一切来侍奉神。
And even though that he know he has sacrificed himself that become a missionary.
原来他还在追逐的是一些地位，是别人家的认可，是一些荣耀等等这些属实的东西。
But then he was continue to pursue the recognition and the status.
所以这个重大的打击呀、啊，反而成为他生命的一个转折。
And this impact actually totally changed him, turned him around.
所以后来他就离开了马尼拉，就到了这个菲律宾一个非常边远的地方去哈。
So then he left Manila, then went to a rural area.
他是真正的把他时间花在他怎么样跟上帝的关系的方面。
He really spent a lot of time his relationship with the Lord.
所以他跟神有一个非常好的关系。
He has a wonderful relationship with the Lord.
常常在一起跟神的祷告，就像赞美诗一样，这么样的优美。
His praise is a prayer, just like a praise, is like a song.
所以神也借着他做了些非常奇妙的事情。
And God has used him to perform a lot of miraculous things.
所以我们不要总是看说啊，神借这个人做了这么多的事情，乃是神首先改变这个人。
And so a lot of times we just don't want to say, oh, God has used this person so much, but you have to see underneath because this person has changed inside.
他创造了一个办法去帮助当地的人怎么样去脱盲。
And so he created a way to help people illiterate to read.
Yeah, 所以这个方法不但在菲律宾，而且在全世界推广。
And so this method actually become popular all over the world.
所以它对人类做出的贡献就是帮助世界上很多人可以阅读。
And so he has his major contribution to help people who cannot read become start to read.
也就是更多的人可以直接的去读神的话。
So those people can read Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们之前很多人走过的这条路是已经走过的。
And so a lot of times people have walked the same path.
而且是可行的。
And it's workable.
所以愿我们大家彼此努力。
So we all need to make an effort.
我们可以改变我们的生命。
And we want to change the life.
使我们的品格可以更像我们的主。
So our character will be like God.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为主，你爱我们，你拣选了我们。
Because you have to, you love us, you have to select us.
你赐给我们永恒的生命。
You give us our eternal life.
我们恳求主，你眷顾我们在座的每一个人。
And to really take care of every one of us here.
赐给我们恩典。
Give us the grace.
赐给我们能力。
And give us the strength.
愿我们的思想、言语跟行为
，and our thoughts, our words, and our action，
我们更像我们的主耶稣基督的样式。
We'll be more like Jesus Christ。
我们谢谢你赐福给我们
，and thank you for giving us so much blessing。
让这个教会成为我们属灵的家庭
，and so that our church become a spiritual home。
愿我们弟兄姐妹可以彼此的勉励
，and so we can continue to encourage each other，
互相的带导
，and pray for each other。
我们一起用主的话语来装备我们
，and equip us with your words，
使我们的生命可以彰显主耶稣基督的荣耀
，and so our life can glorify your name。
愿主你的恩典在我们临到我们的每一个人的身上
，so your grace among every one of us here。
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.